Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, author of Reinventing the Melting Pot, the president and CEO of Immigration Works USA and your other organization, Tamar.
Opportunity America.
There it is. .org, right?
.org.
So the President Trump, and by the way, folks, Tamar's a great, she's in her 13th year, actually, as a member of our Brain Trust. Tamar, thank you for all the great years you've given us.
And thank you
for that great reporting in the last segment. That was excellent. So President Trump was partially elected. A big part of what he was elected was to do something about protecting our borders, which you can't talk about that without talking about immigration, which is something you've been tracking and working with for a long time now. Where do you think we are? Where's America today with all the other stuff going on? Where are we with our borders and with our immigration situation?
So Obama has created a very different tone that is resonating around the world.
You mean Trump? You mean Trump?
Trump, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Trump. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is the president. You're right. Yeah. Trump has created a very different tone that is being heard loud and clear around the world. And many fewer people, legal and illegal, are interested in coming to the United States. We're seeing that, and all the numbers are going down. People just don't, foreigners think they're not going to be welcome here, and they don't want to come. Now, you can think that's good if you're concerned about illegal immigration, but you can be worried about it if you think legal immigration is good for the country.
You think most Americans contemplate legal immigration very much?
No, I don't.
I'm not. I'm not minimizing it.
We've done polling, and people way exaggerate the amount of immigration that is illegal. But but just stop for a minute, right? Because the truth is, it's a third. One third is illegal. That's all. One third are citizens already, and one third are legal and can become citizens. They just haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and most people get that totally wrong, right? They think it's 2-1 more illegal. But the point is, we do need people to, you know, yes, a lot of Americans are out of work. Some Americans are still unemployed, but we're actually down to full employment by economist measures. Some people have dropped out of the labor force, but
The full employment, I'm seeing that more and more these days like you are. I think that is not a calculus that we can arrive at right now because we've got so many people who are displaced. I don't know how...
We have a lot of people out of the...
Millions. We have millions of people who are displaced and millions of job openings that are not being filled because they're not qualified people.
That's the point. They're not qualified or the jobs are... like some of the jobs that immigrants fill, right? The jobs are...
Now, the ones I'm talking about are not... Well, of course, I guess on the high end, I guess there are some jobs that could be filled by immigrants on the...
I'm talking the low end. I'm talking about things like... Working as roofers...
When small business owners are polled tomorrow and are asked, what's your hiring situation... almost half are saying we have job openings, but we have no qualified people.
And they're not talking about
landscapers or roofers.
Yeah, no, and that's what Opportunity America works on, is trying to think about how do we train people better for those jobs.
Right.
But there are a lot of roofers and landscaper jobs also still empty that Americans are not taking. And if we create a system where, and there's a lot, certainly goodness knows, a lot of, we need as many high-end PhD scientists as we can get, nurses, and if immigrants start to be afraid to come here, that's not going to be good.
And I will tell you this: if you watch a crew of American laborers, let's say in a landscaping crew or a construction crew, and on one side of the street, and you watch a crew of Mexican, even illegals on the other side of the street on a team,
right.
you will see a completely different production, performance scenario on the Mexican side.
Right.
And I'm saying Mexican because that's what my experience has been with. And I'm not going to say whether they were illegal or not. But all I'm getting at is those teams work. They don't lay out.
Hard.
They don't.
Right.
They don't complain. They don't lean on their shovels.
Right.
They don't walk off the job in the middle of the day for no reason.
When they come to the job, they can pass the drug test.
Yeah, that's another
American
point.
Workers.
That's another component. I should have said you're exactly right. So I mean, I recognize that. There's no question. America at the low end of the employment scale, America benefits from these illegals. No question about it.
And it's also true, so that's true at the high end too, not illegal usually, but it's the same issue is true in coding and software. It's the difference between people who are willing to sit in the chair all day long and keep programming as opposed to get up and take a break and walk around.
Well,
do you
not believe, though, that if there's someone out there who you would like to see come in the country on the high end and they're reluctant to, that's because they believe the hype in the media? I don't think Mr. Trump is against those people.
Well, it's become, they feel that the climate, that he's legitimized a certain kind of xenophobia.
I think that climate has been blown out of proportion by the media.
Well, maybe, but maybe. I mean, if you don't believe any, well, it's not good. The bottom line is fewer people are wanting to come.
Yeah.
Enforcement has gotten a lot tougher. They deported about a third more people in the first 100 days, and they deported the same 100 days last year.
Yeah.
And that's why in the beginning.
Maybe they needed to. Hey, hold on to that thought, Tamara. I need your websites quickly, please.
Immigrantworksusa.org.
And?
Or Opportunity America Online.
There it is. That's the other one. Quick break. Stay with us. Right back with Tamara. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.